bases. All your bases belong to us. And what are we on? Bases. Moon bases. Boom.
Good day. This is a secured transmission. This communication from Maintenance Lead Wilder has revealed that complications within the Moonbase network were not limited to Base Theta. As such, additional archival files have been uncovered that delve into the history of each base before their respective shutdowns. I repeat, the previous history of all your base. As base says. The following is report AYB-E2, code word Beta.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
It's medium size for a moon base. 26 people all counted. Well, that means an almost constant cleaning cycle. We're going through scrubbers like they were made out of cheese! Cheese! Because it's the moon! No, I'll turn this off! Oh, you can't get the nuance of my witty space-themed banter over the rumble of Astro Scrub 2700. It's almost time for my break anyhow. And you need to let this bad boy cool down once an hour or so. So, fortuitous circumstance, don't you think? Oh, where was I when so really... Right! Scrubbers made of cheese. Constant cleaning cycle. Dirty, dirty moon. It's not just the, you know, scuffs along the floor, puddles of, best not to ask, in the corners, or even the dust. The dust gets everywhere. You can't even imagine down on Earth. And it takes forever to settle. Gathers in the corners. I mean, you know how much dust is out there, right? And they just track it in, all proud of their footprints and don't care about the hazard. Funny story. Your first day on maintenance crew, they send you up. With a broom and say, don't come back until we can see bedrock. And everyone laughs. They laugh and there's a chart in the closet of how long it took each person to give up. And oh, did I introduce myself when we started? You have to excuse me. It's my first time being interviewed. Okay. This is Ursula Francisco, maintenance secondary lead, Moonbase Beta, coming at you through the space waves. That's Moonbase Beta. We're always second best. Near the fantastic sunny, this fortnight at least, Copernicus Crater. I guess you can just clip this bit in and shove it in at the beginning so everything makes sense. Anything's possible with a pocket cast. Oh, a nice way there, coming up with such a fascinating theme, mops across the universe. I suppose you'll just have space stations on the moon for now, but the opportunities for future expansion. So, right, once you've clipped and pasted that bit in, where was it before? Let me see... The dust! The dust is actually not all that bad when it comes down to it. That's fairly sterile in comparison with a lot of what you come across in this job, picking up after the crew. To be fair, they're pretty good about keeping socks off the floor, unless you check under the bunks, which I do not recommend. And dishes within the kitchen area, not counting the scientists. Twice a week, the kitchen runs low on spoons and crockery, and we have to raid the lab to retrieve them. But that's not the disgusting bit. But not the really disgusting bit. I'm talking microbiome. I'm talking skin flakes, loose hair, bodily fluids, methane and carbon dioxide to be filtered. Yes, that's the glory of this job, this calling, this commitment to sanitation that we all share.
Alert! Crew member!
Oh, hi there, little buddy. This little mechanical marvel is Weeble. You won't find him anywhere else in space. This is a pilot program thingy. They just started on Beta. Maintenance bot with over 100 task sets dedicated to cleaning, upkeep, minor repairs. Everything that I do, come to think of it, might want to have a small chat with my union rep on that front.
There is an error in Sanitation Unit 6.
I guess we better head over to Sanitation Unit 6 then. I'll just leave the floor scrubber cooling down, grab my handy wireless mop, a maintenance worker's best friend, and off we go. Weeble, I'll let you lead. It's quite something to have around. Very experimental, very cutting edge, very... I have that now. You've got this!
Alert! Weeble unit rebooting.
I'm not really sure about the name. It seems like it should be an acronym, but as it turns out, the manual's gone a bit astray. Hey, Weeble! Weeble!
Yes! Maintenance subcrew Ursula Francisco!
Alright, we don't need to get official. Do you know what your name stands for? Weeble. Weeble is...
Weeble is this unit identifier. Weeble, port number.
Yes, but what does it stand for?
We have reached Sanitation Unit 6.
Weeble.
There is an error in Sanitation Unit 6.
Alright, alright. I'm on top of it.
Noted, crew member. Alert. Contamination detected in corridor sector 2B.
Hold up, I might need your help here. He's already gone. Here we are. Sanitation unit number 6. Also known as the dodgy stall at the end of the row. Still a thing, even on the moon. Might even be more often on the moon. There's a classic question answer for your droves of listeners. What's it like using the toilet off planet? Short answer, it's a pile of crap. A pile of crap. The engineers who sorted out the sanitation systems, I'll be kind and assume they had quite a bit of experience with systems designed for Earth, maybe even spent some time looking at the requirements for space. But on the moon, we're half a boat and neither completely, which results in a lot of time keeping these delightful little buggers unclogged. And here we go. Right shoulder up, present up. It's the reduced gravity, if you're wondering. Things up here don't quite suck as much as you'd need, which is a surprise if you ask anyone who's served a term or two. There we are. Broken right through. Things just thought, oh, flowing again. Let's get out of here. Quick touch it with a cloth. Check the wall for any new limericks. Nothing of note. That one about Administrator Naylor never fails to amuse. Done and done. Off we go. Oops, should have squeezed that out properly. The one thing an electric mop can't really clean is itself. Anyway, that was our daily toilet adventure. One stall or another every morning. Every other day, it's the showers. That's another one for your eager ears, planet side. Yes, moon-based life does include a nice shower. That is, you get a turn every 3 weeks or so. Have to keep them parceled out so the purifiers don't get overloaded. And some folks, I don't want to name names, but it gets particularly obvious when the agriculturalists are waiting for their next turn. I don't have to worry much myself. Good thing about working for maintenance. You don't get to skip ahead, but in between, you've got access to all the best buckets. Now, meanwhile... darn it! Double darn it! How'd the puddle get in front of me when that is not from my mop? Well, hello there, unidentified puddle. You must have planned to wreak all kinds of havoc around crew change, but you didn't count on Ursula Francisco now, did ya? Take that!
Contamination! Contamination detected!
Yes, yes, nicely detected there. What do you think I'm working on right this minute? Now, be a good maintenance bot who's overly secretive about his name and move to one side.
Contamination source tagged! Reported to maintenance lead.
No, you don't have to do that. Look, it's almost already gone. I've decontaminated it right down the length of the hall.
Decontaminate.
That's right, decontaminate. Slip that into the old vocabulary file, boyo. You shouldn't have abandoned me at SU6 back there. You could have learned a lot about decontamination, Weeble, old chap. Oh, Weeble. Weeble. I wonder if you weren't designed for toilet duty. Get what I'm saying? Weeble.
Identifier. Weeble. Port number.
Right, right. Change the record, Junior. Time for one more task before a well-deserved lunch. I heard there's ensoyment chili dogs on offer. Don't want to miss that. Though I also need to spend some time sending a message to Jong on Base Theta, my friend on the far side. We keep each other up on the latest cleaning techniques and the hottest gossip. So, one more task before that respite from the working world. What have you got for me? What's next in the queue? Top of the stack. Weeble?
Crew member?
Oh, do better asking the mob. Is there another job to be done?
Decontamination. Corridor Sector 2C.
That's the one I just finished. You can mark that complete.
Decontamination.
Jove, no, something that's not that. Next task.
Next task. Replacement of sorbent packs behind negative air matrices on level 3. Level 2.
I get the idea. Let's do that. Stick with me, Kurt. We'll go places. Specifically to maintenance storage to pick up the spares we're gonna swap out.
Destination. Storage. Closet D. Level 2.
Right, I'll get this interview finished up as well. Never mind me, Weeble. Just recording as we go. So, we're off to swap out some sorbent packs. These absorb airborne contaminants. Not just the dirty pair CO2 and CH4, but all sorts of things get into the air. Some are expected and unavoidable. See also those agriculturalists of whom I spoke before. But also folks sneak up their own favourite deodorants and olfactory formulas. And, well, off-gassing isn't just a word we use on tofu night. You get my meaning? And here we are. The secret halls. Well, the secret closets of maintenance storage. If you swear all your listeners to silence, I can take you inside. I can take you inside, and there you'll... Weeble, is that beeping noise you?
Maintenance subcrew, Ursula Francisco. Incoming call from maintenance lead, Vernon.
Vernon, just, give me a moment here. Are they really calling through your... I guess that doesn't matter. Just one more minute.
Francisco, you're meant to answer when I call you.
I'm sorry, sir, to be fair, you did call through, Weeble.
Because someone has their personal feed set to do not disturb. Again!
Right, yeah. I know you said do not do that, but I was... There was this pocket cast, you know, and they wanted to... It's for the good of the department, the entire moon, really, that I...
Never mind! That's the least of your worries right now.
Sounds like some sort of fuss down at the other end of the corridor.
Is that right? What could that be? Do you remember, maybe mopping up a puddle in that direction a few minutes ago?
I do. It presented a slipping hazard, and there's a rule somewhere in the middle of the maintenance code of conduct about ignoring slipping hazards. But what's going on? Weeble, help me out here.
Decontaminate! Decontaminate!
As you're so familiar with the code of conduct, maybe you remember the procedure for handling, a coolant leak?
Coolant leak?
Leak! Coolant fluid! Sanitation!
Almost picture the page in the handbook. Black on white, a little illustration with the icon of the tree and the dead fish.
Do you think it said, you should use your mop to spread coolant further down the corridor and contaminate an entire moon base level?
I'll take a wild stab and say, no.
Decontaminate!
Thank you, Weeble. At least someone knows what to do in this situation.
Well, of course, I'd like to start by explaining that I...
You are very, very lucky, Francisco, because I'm currently on level 1, and you're going to have to evacuate with the rest of the crew down to level 3 during the 6-hour remote decontamination procedure.
I'm quite sorry, sir.
What are you waiting for? Go! We'll talk about this later.
Oh, remote decontamination procedure. That is exciting. Weeble, my boy, I suppose that's all you.
Thank you, crew member. Evacuate, decontaminate.
Yes, quite. Well, there. All the best to you. Oh, you know, that's life in the never-ending world of adventure that is high-stakes moon-based motors. One thing after another. One completely blameless thing. And I guess I really ought to say goodbye. All those folks crowded in on level 3, where, might I mention, there are no sanitation units. They're going to need someone handy with a mop before long. This is maintenance. Maintenance crew, Ursula Francisco, hailing Earth, and signing off.
Decontaminate! Decontaminate!
You, go get 'em, buddy!
Welcome back. Today's episode featured Becky Stirrup as Ursula Francisco, Shannon Perry as maintenance lead Vernon, and Cass McPhee as Weeble. Cass also sound designed the episode, DJ Silvis wrote the script, and DJ and Cass co-produced. Our consortium announcer is Evan Tess Murray. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Transcripts, cast bios, additional music attribution and more are found on our website, monkeymanproductions.com. Looking for other great audio drama? Visit fableandfolly.com to learn all about the other shows on our network. None of this would be possible without our Patreon supporters. Join them and get early access to every episode, exclusive bonuses, and the knowledge that you're supporting independent audio fiction. Join them at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. Until next time, when our adventures take us to Moonbase Gamma, keep your mops properly squoze, watch out for Sanitation Unit 6, and keep watching the moon.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In the alley, the scent is stronger, overpowering. As I watch, the overhead lamps flicker and wink out one by one. God damn it. No. The girl appears briefly under the last streetlight, the headphones snug against her ears, the Walkman clasped to her hip. She's oblivious as she walks, lost in her own world.
Hey, stop! I need to talk to you!
Then she's swallowed up by the darkness again.
Helen, wait a second!
It strikes her in the gloom so fast she barely has time to scream. She falls into the edge of the lamplight and lies there, bleeding, motionless. The man's skin is scaly, flaking, and there are patches of soot on his cheeks. He stares at me with eyes like midnight. Eyes that are devoid of remorse, devoid of humanity. He's one of them. I turn and run, and I don't look back.
The Road of Shadows, a new mystery and suspense audio drama by Mark R. Healy, creator of The Strata. Listen now at theroadofshadows.com.